Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Can you imagine dressing up a five-year-old like a beauty queen? Yeah, we see this all the time on TV. Tell me, would you like to learn more why kids try to be hot and sexy? Have you ever wanted to know about the dangers that go with sexualizing and objectifying children? Can you imagine, or do you monitor what your kids watch on TV? Tell me, do you know who they are socializing with? When was the last time you heard someone say, "Oh, kids are too young to understand sex"? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really good practical advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in today to the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that this show today, broadcasting live, is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I'm honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 200,000 listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She's been on the show before, so I'm really happy, excited to have her back. She trained in Atlanta as an opera singer, and then she moved to New York to pursue a career as a stand-up comedian. Now, that's a tough gig. She worked all over the country and then moved to L.A. She experienced an epiphany when she began volunteer work for Children of the Night, a shelter for sexually abused children in L.A. This work not only woken the healer in her, but also allowed her to begin healing her own adolescent sexual abuse at the hand of a clergyman. It prompted her to pursue a doctorate in psychology and specialize in the prevention and healing of child sexual abuse. She now treats victims as well as abusers, for it is her belief that the best way to help victims is to help the perpetrators. She's a pre-licensed psychologist and clinical therapist hypnotist. She's been quoted extensively in Cosmopolitan, Redbook, Woman's World, and she's a frequent media expert on many radio and TV shows, including CNBC, CNN, Fox, and of course my favorite, Anderson. She has just finished writing a fantastic book, and it's called U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife. Welcome, Dr. Nancy Irwin. So wonderful to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks, January. A pleasure to be back.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to having you back on the show. And the topic, the show title we've chosen for today is I'm Too Sexy for My Child. And let's talk about how people dress their kids for Halloween.
Yeah, sadly, there are some people, not all, of course, but I was horrified to begin seeing some of the costumes that the stores, the shows online are touting for kids to wear. And it's just, you know, why would somebody allow their four-year-old to dress like a 16-year-old? Yeah. I can understand kids wanting to look like a rock star, but you can do it in a tasteful way where it looks fun and wild and crazy without being overly sexual and dressing up like Madonna, padding bras. You know, it's just unbelievable what's out there.
Yeah, and don't you think there's just this horrible trend where you have tots and tiaras and the way the kids dress on MTV and the reality shows that, I think, expose children.
Yep, very early. And I chose the title for this article in this piece, I'm Too Sexy for My Child, just as a spin on that very popular song of a few years ago, mm-hmm. I'm So Sexy, because kids hear that, and they don't even know what the word sexy means, but they hear it, and they certainly see images of that very early on.
Yeah.
And again, not all, but many do start emulating that. And I think it's up to the parents to guide that. I mean, every little girl wants to play dress up at home. I remember falling in love with high heels at probably age 3.
Yeah.
But my mother never let me wear them in public.
Yeah.
She never let me wear them in public, nor would I be able to strut on a TV show in something like that. Playing at home innocently, of course, is fine.
You know, I overheard some 12-year-old boys talking about one of the girls in their class the other day, and they said, she's so hot. And,
right. You
know, you wonder if they even know what that means. I don't know. Do you hear that term a lot yourself these days?
Sure. It's bandied about a lot. And just that term, as opposed to saying she's so beautiful, she's so pretty, crossing the line of sexualizing her. Because
mm-hmm.
she's not just pretty in a wholesome way. It's hot, meaning it's available and for my pleasure. That's the mm-hmm. undertone. That's the connotation that's associated with it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard so much about this TV show with a little girl named Honey Boo Boo and her family, and it sounds like it's probably something we wouldn't want our kids to watch, would we?
Correct. Absolutely not. It's just, now a lot of that is just they're doing a spin on being white trash being outrageous. So that's not all centered around sex. And frankly, I haven't watched that show much. But it is, mm-hmm. it's putting her out there, and it's encouraging this child to be the center of the home. And that can certainly lead to some narcissism, if nothing else, later. And that's part of what the damage is in sexualizing kids too early, having them dress and sort of flex their sexual muscles too soon before they know the power of them. Because
mm-hmm.
kids do have a sexuality to them. Little boys get erections very, very early on when you're changing their diapers. And
mm-hmm.
little girls have vaginal moisture, even actually in the womb. So we're sexual creatures, and that can go either way. And it is perfectly natural for them to start exploring it very early on. But it's the way it's dealt with it.
Yeah.
It's the way parents and primary caregivers handle that. If they allow the kid to flaunt it, especially if they encourage them to, then the kids begin seeing that that is their most most valuable trait at the expense of their intelligence, their heart, their humor, their creativity, anything else that's of real substantial value.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Nancy, we're going to take a break and hear about your host today. But when we come back, I want to share your website information and talk about how psychosexual development is really such a precarious thing. We'll be right back with Dr. Nancy Irwin.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Dr. Nancy Irwin. Now, Nancy, let's talk about the potential danger. Well, no, first, let's share your website information and tell everyone where they can get your fabulous book.
Oh, thank you so much. I have two websites. One is for my therapy practice, and that's just drnancyirwin.com. That's drnancyirwin.com. And for the book, make a U-turn, just so listeners know, it's a visual. It's spelled Y-O-U-turn because you make the changes in your life. So the website for the book is makeayou-turn.com.
And where can they find your book?
That website, or they can just go on Amazon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I highly recommend both the websites and the book for everyone to follow up on. Okay, now let's talk about the danger in sexualizing and objectifying children. It's threefold. Could you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, when kids are sort of pushed into blooming too soon, shall we say, it can provoke a negative self-image. Mm-hmm. The early sexualization or objectification of kids can certainly lead to a host of issues later on. You don't see it in the moment. You usually don't see it in the moment. It's like smoking. You don't see the damage immediately, but years later down the road, when it's too late, the damage has been done, and many times it's irreparable. Now, the negative self-image symptoms that can crop up later on, of course, would be promiscuity. If a girl is constantly reinforced for the way she looks or certain body parts or told she's hot, then she begins to see that her one coin of her value, a token, is her sexuality. So promiscuity can be a huge problem. In fact, you scratch the surface of any stripper or prostitute, and almost all of them, like 99.9%, were sexually abused.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it can also lead to the opposite, frigidity, reactive. It can be compulsivity and addiction to sex. That can certainly have some intimacy issues later on, meaning they can sleep with men, but they can't ever find that emotional connection. It certainly can lead to low self-esteem, again, thinking their beauty, their sexuality is their only value.
Mm-hmm.
And it can certainly lead to narcissism, thinking they just rule the world. When everybody's told them how hot they are, they're the center of the universe, they can begin to believe it. It can lead to body dysmorphic disorder. People don't know what that is. It's actually what Michael Jackson, I believe, had.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, you know, never thinking they're good enough, multiple plastic surgeries, being deluded about their appearance, thinking, you know, it can lead to eating disorders, thinking they're fat when they're not, or thinking their nose is too big when it's perfectly fine, and constantly finding flaws that really are not there.
Yeah.
And that's a very serious disorder. And, of course, eating disorders, perfectionism, and addictions. You know, again, scratch the surface of anyone in an AA meeting or a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. 75% to 80% of them had some sort of sexual abuse or abuse in their background.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
And also it can lead to a lot of, this is an important thing because a lot of people don't see that this can be a trait of that. It can lead to adult women not knowing what proper sexual boundaries are. Meaning the girl who always sleeps with her boss or her sister's husband. Yeah. People that don't know appropriate boundaries because they think they can have whatever they want. Wouldn't it be interesting to see what the background is of this woman who had the affair with General Petraeus?
Yeah. It's such a convoluted, we were watching it on television and they were trying to explain all the connections. It's very
soap opera.
Yeah, definitely. Days of Our Lives, totally. You mentioned that it's important to model yourself, that when you respect your body and your self-image, then your child will emulate that. And that is such good advice. And yeah. Also, you state that there is a special beauty at every age. And talk about that a little bit, how to share that with our children.
Well, let's go back to the first one, role modeling. You know, parents affect their influence on children is easily 50% of the formula. Of course, peer pressure is enormous, and it's really huge in the teenage years. Sure. But as little children, parents certainly have much more influence over their kids. Of course, the media has a huge influence. But it's up to the parent to guide the child. If you have a good relationship with your child, as they get older and they begin being influenced more by the world out there than you, they will remember your words and they'll definitely remember what you did because that's been so imprinted down into the concrete of the unconscious mind. They're going to draw upon that.
You know, I can share a funny story, a sweet story. I was out when my daughter was younger, and we were going somewhere with other daughters and their mothers, and one of the mothers was just inappropriately dressed. And I remember my daughter coming up to me and saying, "Mom, thank you so much for dressing like a mom."
Yeah, like a respectful person. And, because generally that's the case. These mothers who let their daughters dress overly sexual for their age, it's usually about their own unfinished sexual business themselves.
They're trying
to live vicariously through their daughters, or they're training their daughters, be beautiful, you need that. And it's, you know, while we all want to be attractive, of course there's nothing wrong with that. But they go overboard many times.
Oh, sure. And then let's talk about the special beauty at every age.
Absolutely. Life is long. There is a special beauty at every age. Why would you want to dress your toddler like a 16-year-old? Because when she's 16, are you going to dress her like a 2-year-old?
Right.
No, you want to enjoy each chapter of your life. Be age appropriate so you can learn the lessons that each developmental stage has to offer. When you're only honing in on what a lot of people perceive as the peak beauty for women, which is, I guess, the childbearing years or from puberty to maybe 30 or whatever,
right?
Then you're just saying that the girls have a shelf life, that we're valueless before or after that age. And I find that just beyond depressing, because there is a special beauty at every age. I think older people, people who take care of themselves and are full of life, can be attractive at every age, and there are people that are sexually active well into their 90s.
Oh, yes. More and more we see that a lot. And it's interesting how wonderful it is to see some celebrities who resist plastic surgery and all of the things that most do, and they're just genuinely embracing their age.
Absolutely, like Jamie Lee Curtis comes to mind.
Yes.
Doesn't color her hair, looks beautiful. She looks just absolutely radiant.
She's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, we're
going to
take
a
break and hear about a wonderful organization that I've been working with, and we will be right back with Dr. Nancy Irwin.
Great.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being. Provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Dr. Nancy Irwin, and I want all my listeners to be sure to go check out her website, drnancyirwin.com, and also definitely read her book, U-Turn in Life. It's called Changing Direction in Midlife. Both her book and her website are outstanding. Dr. Nancy, let's talk about who your kids are socializing with and how to monitor their television.
Yeah, that's always a challenge in this day and age because a lot of kids have cell phones, smartphones, and they have TV screens in there, and they can pull up anything.
I know.
And it's very frightening because any sort of pornography can come up there. And you need to talk to your, I know. I mean, look, imagine a kid could be a registered sex offender if they pull up a porn site.
It's, oh, wow.
Because if the phone is paid for by the parents, they're responsible for what their kid looks at. I know. And their websites have watchdogs where they track if any child porn comes up. Mm-hmm. Not even child porn, but any pornography in front of a child. So it's a very serious issue. You want to be very careful what you allow your kids to watch. Mostly not just for the legal aspect like that, but mostly just for their own development. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they're watching movies that have a lesson, that have some meaning, that highlight other aspects of intelligence, creativity, artistry, things that are valuable for the child rather than just the sexuality.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a balance.
And if they have a respect for their own body, then they will learn not to manipulate with sex. And that's an important thing to teach them. Now, we've been talking kind of about girls, but let's talk about the fact that boys suffer from objectification too.
They sure do. And most of those cases, the out-and-out abuse cases of boys, is grossly underreported because we do live in a highly double-standard society where, you know, boys would never, they don't even recognize it as being molested or being inappropriate sexually because they're trained from day one to, all right, get it whenever you can, hot teacher. And sadly, there are some boys in puberty who end up sleeping with their teachers, and the effects, the negative effects of that show up 20 years down the road when they have intimacy issues with their partner.
Well, that's like this Sandansky situation at Penn State, and most of the boys that he abused are now grown men, and they have suffered a lot of trauma in their lives.
Absolutely. And they probably suffered it in the moment. Some kids don't, especially if it's a boy who's attracted to the adult. I mean, some of these kids may have enjoyed it because that's the really double-edged sword and horrifying, that shame and guilt, because many times the kids do enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they won't admit it because they know it's wrong. But we are sexual creatures, and if you're not getting enough of the proper attention from your parents, from other caregivers, you're not getting any affection. When you get it from the wrong person and it gets sexualized, they get seduced, and they do enjoy it, yet they hate it. So that duality can really drive a huge conflict through the psyche. And that, of course, can lead to addictions and a lot of intimacy issues and worse.
And how young should you start training children to know that no one is allowed to touch their body?
As soon as they start learning the proper terms for body parts, mm-hmm. kids learn, you know, this is my nose, this is my fingers, mm-hmm. and you want to train them to give appropriate names for their genitals rather than this is my wee-wee or things like that, because when they are able to say penis, vagina, uh-huh. if someone is trying to touch that inappropriately, other than a doctor, of course, mm-hmm. and the child uses those scientific terms, mm-hmm. that molester's probably going to think twice. They see they're dealing with a kid who's bright, who can report them because they can speak articulately. That is one really good preventive measure. You want your kids to be educated about their body parts. And, yes, train them. No one gets to touch this. Except the doctor or me if I'm cleaning you or yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that is such good, powerful advice for them to be able to say penis and vagina. And I can yeah. see where that would be a red flag for anyone who is intending to abuse them. You know, Dr. Nancy, your advice is always fabulous, and I hope that we can have you back on the show. And, you know, I'd love to have you on the show sometime and hear about your career in stand-up comedy. And you're also a fantastic hypnotist, so we would love to have you come back soon.
Anytime, January. You save the day.
Okay. We'll send you an invitation, a proper invitation. To my followers, I hope you've enjoyed our show today. Be sure to catch all of our shows and interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will all astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn and return as you play it upward. So for now, my dear guests, I want to thank you for listening to the show and sharing Dr. Nancy Irwin with you. She is so delightful and such a brilliant lady. Be sure to go to her website, drnancyirwin.com, and buy her book, U-Turn in Life, Changing Direction in Midlife. So for now, let's all stop whining and start smiling. And start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Dr. Nancy, and I hope that everyone enjoys and gets something from the wonderful advice she gave everyone today. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.